From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Wall Street ended an underwhelming 2007 on a familiar note yesterday. The Dow dropped 101 points. Still, even with all the unsettling economic news, the market actually was up for the year. Marketplace's Sam Eaton joins us now to look back at the business of last year. Sam, Happy New Year. And how is 2007 going to go down in the Wall Street history books?
Well, you already said it. You already said it, Alex. Excuse me. Underwhelming pretty much defines the year. But that's not necessarily a bad thing given the turmoil in the housing and mortgage sectors. We could have been calling this year much worse names. Instead, we're looking at overall gains for the markets, as you said, just not the kind investors get excited about. The S&P 500 is up 3.5% for the year. The Dow is up nearly 6.5%. The NASDAQ outshined them all. It's up nearly 10%. That's its best performance since 2003.
That actually sounds like a really good year for NASDAQ. What's going on there?
Exactly, Alex. One thing about 2007 on Wall Street is that it was a year of contrast. Financial companies and home builders were largely responsible for dragging the broader market down. But the NASDAQ is loaded with tech stocks, and anything that had to do with technology, energy, and materials posted some pretty stunning gains. Just look at where oil prices ended the year, $96 a barrel. That's nearly 60% higher than where it was at the beginning of 2007. And, of course, all things being connected, oil prices are influencing other market sectors as well.
And where do you see that?
Well, clean energy and technology, for one, Alex. Venture capital investors poured $2.6 billion into clean tech startups in just the first 9 months of last year. That's compared to $1.8 billion for all of 2006. And now most of that money went to green energy alternatives that are suddenly looking a lot more attractive with $100 a barrel oil. Solar technologies and biofuels took the largest share of that. But there are also some rising stars such as energy efficiency and green building materials. Ironically, though, one of the biggest clean energy deals of 2007 went to a company that's converting coal to natural gas, which is a cleaner burning fuel, but still a non-renewable fossil fuel.
Well, what do you see for this year, for 2008?
Alex, clean tech is expected to remain hot, especially as rising demand and geopolitical instability keep oil prices at record highs. But for the broader market, unfortunately, analysts are predicting more of the same, that being volatility, at least until all of those subprime-related write-downs we've been hearing from investment banks begin to slow down a bit. In light of that, though, foreign stocks are expected to continue their strong growth. China, India, and Brazil all posted spectacular gains for 2007. That's expected to continue.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Eaton of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.